You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial WBAI in New York. Today, as climate change-driven wildfires and heat waves are defining New York City's early summer, council members and climate activists rallied at City Hall. They are demanding that Mayor Adams stop dragging his feet on the landmark Green New Deal law. The Green New Deal law is Local Law 97. The Adams administration is delaying release of key final rules that would implement the law in advance of 2024. That's when the law's first requirements will go into effect. Speakers today demanded that the mayor issue the final key rules to implement and enforce Local Law 97, the Green New Deal law. Phoebe Gault at Food and Water Watch recorded the press conference for us here at WBAI today, and that's what follows. Again, this is WBAI in New York. We're going to present council members and climate activists demanding that there's no delay implementing the Green New Deal law here in New York City.
My name is Damian Andrade. I'm a student at CUNY Brooklyn College and the chairperson. And the chairperson of NYPERC's board of directors. We're here with a multi-generational, multi-racial coalition, including Food and Water Watch, New York Communities for Change, New York Lawyers of the Public Interest, yes, No North Brooklyn Pipeline, Rise and Resist, Sane Energy Project, and triage. Woo! We're here fighting for the full and immediate implementation of Local Law 97. Local Law 97 is on track to deliver good jobs, less pollution, and lower utility bills. But the real estate lobby wants Mayor Adams to cut this law, but we cannot let this happen. We are here joined by leaders of the City Council who are sending a strong message to the mayor that the rules for implementing and enforcing Local Law 97 cannot be delayed any longer. Jobs are on the line. So I would like to be proud to introduce the City Council members and Borough Presidents who are here, who have been amazing advocates for the law. I would like to introduce Brooklyn Borough President Antonio Reynoso.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to do it in Spanish because I'm pretty sure everybody else is going to tackle it in English. Estamos aquí hoy hablando de la ley 97. Y es muy importante que nosotros entendemos que los que están afectados por esta ley son los pobres, son los que no tienen la potencia política, que no tienen el poder político para hacer los cambios, son los que sufren de asma, son los que sufren del el acabar o terminar de el ambiente de nuestro ambiente. Tenemos que cambiar eso hoy y mañana. Ya esta ley se pasó. No tenemos que hablar más de la ley. Lo que necesitamos es que ellos implementen lo que ya es ley. Y si no lo hace, lo vamos a ver en la corte al alcalde Eric Adams, que tiene que decir presente y asegurar que las leyes se cumplen. Para eso estamos hoy toditos juntos con los que están luchando en la calle. Y les quiero dar una gracias a NYCC por el trabajo que han hecho en este esfuerzo y todas las organizaciones que nos están ayudando. Pues ya, lo que estamos pidiendo es que la ley que ya pasó, que se implemente para que nosotros podamos cuidar nuestro futuro y nuestro ambiente. Muchas gracias y no se olviden a dar amor. Antonio Reynoso, gracias.
Thank you so much. Our next member is City Council Member Kierina Sanchez, sorry if I pronounced that wrong, representing District 14 in the Bronx. Hey.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Y'all, it is hot. It is hot in our communities. It is hot here today. And that's why it is so important for us to stand here and to recommit to the full implementation of Local Law 97. Now, there is rulemaking that is required by the Department of Buildings, by our chief climate officer in the city of New York, and we have to make sure that we are attentive of that rulemaking process and that everything is in order, because guess what? In 2024, that is when the first batch of buildings become eligible or become required to start compliance with Local Law 97. We have other buildings that are going to become required in 2030, but the very beginning of the implementation requirements begin in just a few months. So we must be vigilant, we must be attentive, and we must continue to hold the administration's feet to the fire. As the chair of Housing and Buildings, I have chaired not one, but two oversight hearings on the implementation of Local Law 97, and I'm here to be a partner. Since he did, I'ma do a from the borough president's playbook. Pero señores, estamos en una crisis climática. Nosotros tenemos una ley que hace a la ciudad de Nueva York la líder, la ciudad líder en todo el país en enfrentando la crisis del clima. Entonces nosotros con esta ley que hemos pasado, que pasó el previo consejo municipal, nosotros necesitamos asegurar que estamos cumpliendo todos esos requisitos, y eso requiere mucha atención y mucha vigilancia. Muchas gracias a todos ustedes. Thank you so much for your advocacy.
Thank you so much. Our next speaker is council member Shahana Hanif, representing District 39 in Brooklyn.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm council member Shahana Hanif, chair of the Immigration Committee, co-chair of the Progressive Caucus. And I'm here to remind everyone that the climate catastrophe is here. We are not waiting for it to happen next week, next year. New York City is not immune to the climate catastrophe. And so as we send our prayers and thoughts and share our perspective on what other nations and other cities must do, we need to remember that we are living every single day in a climate crisis. And so for the health and dignity of every New Yorker, this city council, with the climate champions here this afternoon, we will continue to come time and time again to tell this mayor that he must fully implement Local Law 97. And you all know we've been here time and time again, keeping our eyes peeled to make sure that Local Law 97 is fully enforced. We cannot let this mayor get away with prioritizing profits over everyday New Yorkers. We have seen the skies turn orange. Every New Yorker witnessed that. Every New Yorker witnessed COVID, and we are continuing to understand what happens when we don't have climate-forward solutions, not just the short-term ways in which we adapt, but the long-term solutions to ensure for generations that we are leaving a city that is livable, breathable, and walkable. And so I'm so proud to see so many young people, including a cohort of interns in my office working this summer. Brooklyn College students. I'm a former Brooklyn College student. I see Sunrise, Triage, so many partners across race, class, gender, ethnicity, deeply committed to a climate future for all of us. So thank you all so much. We will fight forward, and we will win a city that is for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our next speaker is council member Sandy Nurse, representing District 37 in northeastern Brooklyn.
How we doing? Yeah. All right. Well, this is our, fourth, fifth rally about this issue? It's been a long time. And I think it's about time that this administration finishes the process of making rules, making sure there's no loopholes, making sure that billionaires cannot buy their way out of making the changes they need to change. We know right now in the council there's legislation to try to roll back this and try to put a pause on this, which we say, hell no, we're not doing that. This week, this year has shown The climate crisis is accelerating. We are going to be experiencing impacts that we don't even understand yet. And we need to be prepared. Every month, every year that we delay making the changes that need to be made is a year that we are going to pay. It is going to be a hellish year later in the future. So we need to prioritize these investments now. We need to ensure that there are no loopholes. We do not want the money. We want the carbon reduction. We want the investments and the retrofits. So it's hot. I'm going to be short. We stand with y'all again. We'll continue to stand here and put pressure on this administration to do the right thing. It's the right thing. It's a necessary thing. So thank you all. We stand with you.
Thank you so much. Our next speaker is Councilmember Jennifer Gutierrez, representing District 34 in North Brooklyn.
All right, y'all. It is hot. It is damn hot. But I'm so privileged that our familias están acá con sus niñas y sus niños. I'm so proud. Let's give it up to these children that are here because they are fighting for right now, but they're also fighting for their future. And we see you and we are listening to you. I feel like the theme for today in covering all these rallies is honestly asking this administration to do their job. Whether it's making McGinnis safe or it's implementing Local Law 97, do your job. Right? This was a package of bills passed in the last administration that brought in experts. Imagine that, people who know what they're talking about, to implement policy to reduce the impacts of climate change. It put forth a solution to integrate buildings so that they could do this safely and responsibly. And now that we've made all of these accommodations, when are we gonna win? When is our chance to finally understand what our response to climate change is? If New York City wants to be the leader in anything, we have to start doing what the law says. That's how we can be a leader. We can start looking at the families that are most impacted, like our environmental justice communities of North Brooklyn, of the South Bronx, of Southeast Queens, of Harlem, and say, what do y'all want to see? How do y'all want to make this difference? Because the people closest to the problem have the solution. It's not radical, y'all. And if this is what they're saying, this is what we must do. So we do continue to stand here in solidarity and inspiration. I thank y'all for being here in this heat, because it's not easy. It's not easy for those of you who took off of work today. It's not easy for those of you who took off of school today to demand that we do our job, to demand that this administration follow the law. Local Law 97 has to pass. If we are serious about climate change, if we are serious about sustainability, if we care at all about what the impact of air quality is having on us, then we need to fully implement Local Law 97 and no half-stepping. I think real estate has had a fair turn at this city for long enough. So when they come to us asking for exceptions and credits, we must push back and say, hell no. Thank y'all so much. It is a privilege to be here. We'll continue to stand with y'all as we see LL 97 into fruition. Thank y'all.
This is listener-sponsored WBAI in New York. You're listening to a news conference today, July 13th at City Hall. Food and Water Watch recorded this news conference for us, where council members and climate activists are demanding that Mayor Eric Adams not delay implementing the Green New Deal law, Local Law 97. Here again is Damian Andrada.
Thank you so much. Our next speaker is Councilmember Rita Joseph, representing District 40 in Central Brooklyn.
Oh my God, we're here again. We're here every time, and it upsets me every time we have to come here. Last week, last month, we saw the proof. We don't need to hear it again. Just get to it. So in 2019, we know the predecessor passed the law 97. Everybody fought real estate, and guess what? The people won. Yeah. The people won. So now in 2023, we find ourselves here again doing the same thing. But things are worse. We survived the pandemic. If you're here, we survived the pandemic. Last week, we experienced the hottest days in record before our sky turned orange. But yet no one still want to take responsibility for that. The facts are clear. Temperatures will continue to rise. The air quality will worsen if we do nothing about it. So I'm standing here with my colleagues, and I'm urging the mayor, do the right thing. Do not put profit over campaign, over people, over what you got from real estate. Do the right thing. Local 97 is a rule and regulation that should be in consistent place, purpose, spirit, maximizing energy, and improve. So we're here standing with my colleagues. Local 97, non-negotiable. It's a non-negotiable. My students are here, and thank you again, like Councilmember Jen said, you're here, we're here to fight for you. As your education chair, make sure that Local 97, in buildings and also in schools, that's one thing, we want to see it where it is. We want to see it in school buildings. So we're here to support you, your ally, your champion, we got you. Let's pass Local Law 97. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our next speaker is Councilmember Eric Botcher, representing District 3 in Manhattan.
So I don't know about you, but I feel the weight of history on us right now. I feel the eyes of history on us right now, because years from now, future generations are going to look back at what we do now, and they'll either say that we stepped up to the plate and took drastic, urgent action to stop the destruction of planet Earth, or they'll say that we took half measures, fits and starts, that we rolled back the laws that we did pass, and that we failed, and that we were responsible for the mass extinction of animals on our planet, for the death of the oceans, the deaths of the forest, the rainforest, the atmosphere. I'm not gonna sit back and let that happen. Are any of you?
No!
Don't let it happen!
So that's why you're here. We have so many incredible activists here who are here on, came here on the work day, on the school day, to demand that we not roll back the few laws that we have passed. But we need to go much farther, and I'm so proud to be part of this city council that is already pushing forward legislation like zero waste legislation, right? We should not be sending waste to landfills. We don't have to do that. We should not be letting our buildings emit obscene amounts of carbon, which they are now. That's what Local Law 97 is all about. So together, I know we can do this. I know we have what it takes. I know we can do it together, but only we have the courage, the strength to do it. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you so much. Our next speaker is Stephanie Fox from the Comptroller's Office.
Everybody. Welcome back. Good to see a lot of you again. Wishes under better circumstances. My name is Stephanie Fox, and I'm a strategic organizer for environmental and climate justice at the New York City office of the Comptroller. Part of my role here is to bridge the gap between the needs of the community and policies and actions that our office takes to solve them. As the Chief's As the Chief's Accountability Officer, Comptroller Lander takes a long-term view in managing risks to our city. And can someone think of a more important long-term risk than climate?
No?
I didn't think so. As the Office of the Comptroller, we are bringing our unique set of tools to move faster than we... We're bringing our unique set of tools to confront the climate crisis. And the era of climate crisis is here. We can't let climate change move faster than we are. And that's why we are committed to delivering a just transition from fossil fuels, standing up for New Yorkers who are vulnerable to the impacts of climate change, and advancing a just and equitable economic policy. As one of the most ambitious climate laws in the country, Local Law 97 represents an unprecedented opportunity to achieve that just transition by dramatically reducing building emissions, which take up 70% of our emissions in New York City, by creating tens of thousands of green jobs, good green jobs for New Yorkers. Comptroller Lander was proud to be an early supporter and co-sponsor of the bill when he was in the City Council, and remain grateful to the strong coalition of advocates, including so many people here, who worked tirelessly for years to demand bold climate action. But Local Law 97 will only be as successful in achieving that bold climate action if we're successful in implementation. Woo! Yes. Now let's be clear, this is a massive undertaking. It's essential for serious carbon footprint reduction and with great opportunities for cleaner air and job creation. But still, it's a massive undertaking nonetheless. Roughly 50,000 residential and commercial properties are covered, about 60% of the built square footage in New York City. About 20% of the highest emitting buildings will need to reduce emissions by 2024. And by 2030, 75% of buildings. Effective implementation requires clear and timely rules and guidelines for building owners and support for owners who need assistance, especially affordable housing and cooperatives. An appropriate mix of fines, incentives to ensure compliance, and strong oversight for the system as a whole. We're concerned about some of the delays that are happening right now. This rule comes into effect in only 5 months, and building owners and advocates alike are eager to understand the rules that will govern how we reduce our emissions to meet our climate goals. We want building owners covered by Local 97 to be equipped with the tools and resources to implement those retrofits and achieve compliance. And to achieve this, we need to get clear rules issued well before the deadline set by this policy, so building owners can start planning right now. The city must expand sufficient resources so any building owner seeking assistance can be served by technical experts at the DOB, the Retrofit Accelerator, and any other programs available to them. Where building owners refuse to comply with the law, penalties will be necessary to address non-compliance. But we should keep in mind that the goal is enabling everyone to reduce their emissions. In those instances where fines are collected, those penalties should go toward retrofits for affordable housing. A few years ago, our office put out a report called Cap the Credits that outlines these and other recommendations. I think these recommendations are a good place to start. What do you all think?
Yes! That's
good! Finally, strong oversight will be necessary to make sure implementation is taking place with fidelity and the adjustments can be made necessarily and we stay on track together to hit this ambitious but utterly necessary target. Our office looks forward to taking part of this oversight, and we also look forward to tracking this and adding as much transparency as we can, ideally through our climate dashboard. Now, there's no time to delay, and everyone here is well aware of that. This is undisputable. We need the Department of Buildings to issue thoughtful final rules so we can all get to work. We have a lot of work to do. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're also here joined by the staff from Public Advocate Jamali Williams. Yeah. We're also staff from Council Member Shakir Krishnan, and also Council Member Carmen De La Rosa.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's going to speak, but so thank you so much. At NYPIRG, we're a student-led organization representing college students all over the state. One of our most urgent issues among college students is the worsening climate crisis. We're seeing more extreme, dangerous weather events every season. It's happening here, now, and it was only going to get worse as we grow up. Last summer, the deadly flash floods hit us here in the city. Just this week, deadly flash flooding and storms hit all over the state. Neighborhoods like mine in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, when we experience strong storms, our streets get flooded due to inadequate drainage, and it's especially dangerous on bike lanes where the flooding can persist for days. Now I'd like to invite up an advocate with Food and Water Watch, Ken Sheilis.
Yeah. How you doing, everyone? What do we want? When do we want it?
Now!
My name is Ken Sheilis. I'm a lifelong New Yorker and a volunteer leader with Food and Water Watch, a national grassroots organization with over 80,000 supporters in New York State. Mayor Adams' inaction on Local Law 97 harms New Yorkers, harms children, harms the elderly, harms the working poor, harms communities of color who are especially vulnerable to the effects of toxic air pollution and heat island effects. It's past time that Mayor Adams releases final regulations for Local Law 97 with stringent implementation and vigorous enforcement. For more than 4 years, Local Law 97 has sat on the shelf collecting dust. As New Yorkers choke on smoke and suffer through extreme heat, it's high time Mayor Adams got to work ensuring this critical law's landmark climate provisions become a reality. Mayor Adams must stop dragging his feet and implement Local Law 97 now.
Yeah.
It's time for Mayor Adams to get off the sidelines, champion Local Law 97, and shut down the fear and misinformation campaign launched by deep-pocketed real estate interests.
Yeah.
A fear and misinformation campaign precipitated by a regulation and enforcement vacuum left by his administration. Unprecedented rains, flash floods, droughts, and deadly heat waves are engulfing the globe, threatening life on this planet, bringing death and catastrophe. Our predicament is quickly deteriorating. Ocean temperatures are rising off the charts. CO2 levels breached 420 parts per million, the highest in 4.5 million years. The signals are unmistakable. The worst is yet to come. Local Law 97 is our best chance locally to dial the crisis down, and Mayor Adams needs to act with urgency. This is personal. My Brooklyn basement flooded during Hurricane Ida. We lost valuable family treasures. When smoke inundated New York City from fires ravaging Canada and our skies turned blood red, asthma cases doubled in New York City hospital emergency rooms. Having childhood asthma myself, I know all too well what it's like to struggle to breathe. I know the damages wrought by PM2.5. I donned my N95 mask and ventured out to meet my cardiologist, despite warnings to vulnerable individuals to stay inside. I'm weary of watching the world burn and flood. We need Mayor Adams to act before these crises overwhelm us.
Yeah.
Local Law 97 needs to be implemented without carve-outs, without concessions to REBNY or their enablers who run the city's most polluting buildings. For too long, they've socialized the harms their polluting buildings emit. They've enriched themselves while harming the health of millions. They've dumped stupefying amounts of toxins into our atmosphere, exacerbating the climate catastrophe that now engulfs our planet, costing lives, billions in damages, collapsing economies and ecosystems. This cannot continue. Delay is deadly. Pollution is not the solution. Local Law 97 means tens of thousands of jobs, lower utility bills, and cleaner air. When Local Law 97 was enacted in 2019, New York City declared a climate emergency. The City Council promised we would act with an urgency commensurate to the crisis we faced. Mayor Adams, don't be a laggard. Make New York a climate leader. Take ownership of this law. Release the rules, fully enforce them, and claim Local Law 97 as your legacy. Implement Local Law 97 for lower utility bills, for the good jobs it will provide, for the many lives it will save, and for the cleaner air we will all breathe.
You've been listening to a news conference, council members and climate activists demanding no more delays in implementing Local Law 97, the Green New Deal local law. This news conference was recorded for WBAI by Food and Water Watch. Advocates say the devastating effects of climate change are becoming increasingly present, that over the past month, as the world registered its hottest day ever on record, scientists are sounding the alarm that the planet may breach irreversible climate tipping points. New Yorkers are already experiencing what could become a worsening scenario. We experienced orange skies from distant wildfires, making the air unbreathable. Many of us put on masks once again, and subtropical humidity is pushing the limit of what one's body has the capacity to cool. Communities of color have suffered the most from poor air quality and heat islands, and they are at the highest risk of hospitalization and death. Local Law 97, the Green New Deal advocates say, will cut climate pollution from our large buildings, the top source of New York City's greenhouse gas emissions, reducing local and global climate pollutions so New Yorkers can start to breathe easier. This is listener-sponsored WBAI in New York. Thanks for listening.